The Buddha once said that there's no happiness other than peace. Where you're going to find peace in this world, you have to find it inside. When the mind can stay with something for long periods of time, that's when it finds some peace. Otherwise, it's always calculating, when's the next thing I have to move to? It's constantly moving around like this, sometimes moving into other people's places. That's what happiness outside mostly is. It's taking something from somebody else. You do it nicely when you get them to want to give it to you. Other times you just take. Of course, there's going to be conflict. And there's a lot of calculation that goes on as we try to find our happiness as we go through the world. Whereas when you settle down, there's not that much calculation. You're here. This is your place. Nobody else is going to take your breath away from you. Even if they kill you, they can't take your experience of the breath. This is your territory. So explore it. Settle in. Have a sense that you can really stay here. There's nothing in the breath that forces you out. It's usually in the mind itself that forces itself out. It gets bored with the breath and wants to move on. You've got to teach it that this is a good place to stay. So pay careful attention to the breath. And you'll notice that it's the more continuous your attention and the more subtle your attention, the more you're going to notice little disturbances in the breath, and the more you'll be able to smooth them out. So it really does become something really soothing, both for the mind and for the body. This is how we find some peace inside, a place where we can just stay. Nothing's going to push us out, aside from our own greed, aversion, and delusion. So watch out for those things. The less you allow yourself to be pushed around by them, the less they're going to come out in your own actions. That way, by finding some peace inside, you begin to contribute to some peace around you. Think of this as a gift. This is the season for gift giving. We'll give a gift of a peaceful mind. That's one of those gifts that they say is the best gifts are things that money can't buy. Money can't buy this, but careful attention, consistency, these things can get this for you. And then you can give it freely to other people. Whether they pick up on it or not, that's their business. But make sure that what you're giving to others is good. Because in the long term, these are the presents that mean the most.